where we have antigens such as foods interacting with the epithelial cells and the antigen presenting cells such as dendritic cells, and really trying to stress right in the middle the central importance of the T helper cells, the Th2 cells. So the antigen presenting cells skewing the T cells towards the Th2 pathway with IL-4 and other cytokines, which then will have a feedback loop and result in production of more cytokines that are pro-inflammatory towards the Th2 response, with the eosinophil predominant inflammation resulting, as well as production of antibodies through skewing of B cells, as well as mast cells being involved and basophils. And long-term, this inflammation will result in remodeling, and there will also be barrier dysfunction as well. So those aren't shown in detail, but we had discussed that earlier.